Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 8th day of the blessed month of Baramhat. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and the iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Saint Matthias the Apostle was martyred about 63 AD. He was born in Bethlehem, followed the apostles, and was chosen in place of Judas Iscariot in the upper room of the Mount of Zion. Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst upon in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language, Akl Dama, that is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the times that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lot, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Afterwards, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and went to preach the gospel until he came to the country of cannibals. The custom of those people was, whenever they seized a stranger, they put him in a prison for 30 days, feeding him grass. Then they bring him out and eat him. When Saint Matthias came to them and preached among them the message of love, they seized him, plucked out his eyes, and put him in a prison. Before the 30 days were over, God sent to him Andrew the apostle and his disciple. They came to the prison and saw the prisoners and what abominable things the people of the city did to them. Satan inspired the people of the city to seize them also and kill them. When they were about to seize them, the two saints prayed to the Lord, and a stream of water flowed from under one of the pillars of the prison. The water flowed out into the city and rose up until it reached the necks of the people. When the people of the city gave up all hope of saving their lives, they came to the apostles and wept before them, confessing their sins. The apostles told them, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." They all believed, and they released Saint Matthias. Saint Matthias, along with Saint Andrew and his disciple, taught them the mystery of the incarnation of the Lord Christ. The apostles prayed and entreated God, who made the water to cease. Then they baptized them in the name of the Holy Trinity. They all prayed to the Lord Christ, who removed from them the barbaric nature. The apostle appointed over them bishops and priests. They tarried with them for a while, during which they instructed them and confirmed them in the faith, and they left. The people of the city entreated them to come back to them speedily. Saint Matthias went to the city of Damascus and preached there in the name of the Lord Christ. The people of the city became angry, so they took him and laid him upon an iron bed. They lighted a fire under it, which did not harm him, but his face was shining with light like the sun. They marveled exceedingly, and they all believed on the Lord Christ through Saint Matthias, the apostle, who baptized them and appointed priests for them. They tarried many days with them, confirming them in the faith. Afterwards, he departed in peace in one of the cities of the Jews called Phalwin, where his body was laid. May his prayer be with us. Amen. On this day also, on the year 188, the Holy Father, Pope Julian, the 11th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was a student in the seminary established by Saint Mark and was ordained a priest in the city of Alexandria. He surpassed many in knowledge, righteousness, and purity. So he was ordained patriarch on the 9th of Barahmat, year 178. After his enthronement, he saw that the pagans did not allow the bishop to leave the city of Alexandria, so he used to leave the city in secret to ordain priests everywhere. Before his departure, the angel of the Lord announced to him that the one who will bring him a cluster of grapes is the one to succeed him on the patriarchal chair. One day, while Demetrius, the vine dresser, was trimming his trees, he found a cluster of grapes and was not in season. He took the cluster and gave it to the patriarch Ava Julian, who was pleased with the present. He gathered the bishops and told them about the vision and commanded them to enthrone him, patriarch after him. This father composed many homilies and discourses. He taught the people continually, preached and visited them. He stayed on the apostolic church for 10 years, then departed in peace. May his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, Saint Irenaeus, the governor of Ancona, was martyred when he ordered to shoot Saint Apollinius with arrows. One of these arrows glanced back and struck his eye and destroyed it, as it is mentioned in the seventh day of Barahmat. One of the believers told him, "If you take some of his blood and smear your eye with it, you will receive your sight." The governor took some of his blood, smeared his eye, and immediately he was able to see. Arianus believed on the Lord Christ with great sorrow for all the evil things which he had done to the holy martyrs and the severity with which he tortured them. Then he rose up, destroyed his idol, and he refrained from torturing any of the believers. When Diocletian heard When the Cretan heard the report of Arianus, he brought him and asked him why he had forsaken the worship of his idols. Arianus began to tell him about the signs and the wonders which God was working by the hands of the holy martyrs, and how, in spite of the tortures which he had inflicted upon them and the cutting of their bodies, they rose up again whole. The emperor became furious with him because of what he said and ordered him to be tortured severely and to cast him into a pit and to cover it until he dies. The Lord Christ sent his angel, who brought him out from the pit and took him by the bed of the emperor. The emperor woke up from his sleep, and when he saw and recognized that he was Arianus, he was amazed and terrified. Diocletian again ordered him to be placed into a hair sack and to cast him into the sea. So they did. Arianus, the martyr, delivered up his soul while he was in the hair sack. The saint had told his kinsfolk when he did them farewell that the Lord had told him in a vision on the night that he would take care of the body, return it to his town, and they could find it on the shore of Alexandria. The Lord ordered a sea creature who carried the saint and brought him to the city of Alexandria, where it cast him on the shore. His men took his body, brought it to Ancyna, and they laid it with the bodies of the saints Philemon and Apollonius. Thus he finished his good fight and received the heavenly crown. May his prayer be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.